aspect of tshuva can be sort of tshuva under a mezuzah. Lahintiv is reflected his motion. In a way reflected in the tshuva zakah. Is lahintiv pa'olo that we should correct our actions, or to better our actions, but in a fashion which is similar to the way in which we sinned. In his takal barayas, if we look to things that we shouldn't have looked at, it's not a shiva tenayim, so a person should come with porosh and avoid looking at unnecessary things in this world, even things that are looked at. In chotu b'loshen hara, if he sinned with loshen hara, he is yasa kutara. So Rabbeinu Yonah approaches this from the standpoint that we have to be each tailor of the good the Rabbeinu Shem gave us for the purpose of kedusha. If we've sinned, we've been mekami. So we have to exert ourselves doubly to be mekadish that tailor of the good. The Gemara in Erechin says that if a person spoke Lashon Hara, the kapara for it is the Oisik B'Torah. So according to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's a very simple aspect is to be Mekadosh, the lips, the tongue, the power of speech. The Maral and his Perish of the Agogos and Masechta Erechin, it is another dimension, which the Chofetz Chaim also addresses in one place in the Shmiras HaLashon. From our standpoint, what's more significant? Actions are more significant than words. American society tells us, right? Sticks and stones will break your bones, but mainly the words, for the words will never harm. The Chofetz Chaim writes that the reality of Ruchnius is exactly the opposite. The more physical something is, the less significant it is. The less physical it is, the more significant it is. And consequently, speech is much more significant than myself from that standpoint. Because it's closer, it's more removed from the world of Gashmias and closer to the world of Ruchnius. The Maharal of Prague, with a similar notion, tells us that that's why the Kapara for Lashon Hara is Talmud Torah. Speech is the nexus between the physical and the brain, the intellectual. It's not exactly a physical process. It's an expression of the things that we have in the brain. So it's the nexus between the physical and the non-physical of the person. Therefore, what can conceivably be the kapara for that? Torah, which is kula ruchnis. Torah is about gisa v'yom v'layla. We don't need any expressions for Torah. Torah is the machshava. That's the expression of Torah. And that's why the Tzilas Zaka, we go through our entire existence from the kopis and feast, from the head until the toes, to analyze if we've used everything, the gifts that the Rabbeinu Shalom has given us physically to serve the Rabbeinu Shalom. Why? So as we enter Yom Kippur, we should be Mekadosh HaTorah. Exactly with what they sinned, the tzaddikim find resources before the Rabbeinu Shalom and they pacify them. Sometimes, unfortunately, we forget to be lazy. What helps sometimes is we remember to be lazy. When we have a chet, something that's improper to do, so if we're lazy, we'll be saved from it. But sometimes dafkid envy becomes reason, we become energetic. So what do we need to do? We need to run from the bar mitzvah. We should run to learn divrei Torah. At least use energy for a positive purpose. L'shoyim shekhar, a person that has spoken falsely. Emes yegechiko, to be makpa, to speak the truth, to be yisach the chokhma, and to speak divrei chokhma, the saras chesed al hashonah, to speak a matter of chesed. Yedayim shaykh is dumb, if a person murdered someone, or the main b'shayi rein remains, is pasoyach yiftach es yodo le'echol l'aniyo, that he should extend himself with hand to support. And I am Romans, a person that is gaivet in, yidako b'shachinai, should be humble. Leiv chayrish machshobas oven, in his heart, he forced his all types of evil plans. His believer yitzpah nimrei Torah. He should turn his heart, his mind to divrei Torah. The hogus leave it to us to understand it. Mashaleach v'donim ben achim. Some people are masters in this world in creating turmoil. Wherever they go, they manage to leave turmoil behind. Is yivakesh shalom v'yir deveil. The tshuva for that is to dedicate one's life to being a roi of shalom. So tshuva is not a passive process. It's a process that needs reflection, but then action. And actually very concrete action. Just as we may have acted in a concrete fashion incorrectly, and we must redouble our efforts to act in a concrete fashion, in a manner which is consistent with what the Rotten of the Rabbeinu Shalom, one of the 10th principles of tshuva.